Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. We're going to talk about cooking and how to cook and how to blend physical activity and nutrition together. What fun this is. Kind of a new program, Parkview's Community Greenhouse and Learning Kitchen. So I want to tell you all about that with one of the community outreach dietitians part of the program. It's Kathy Worley. Kathy, tell me about this program, how long you guys have been around. This sounds exciting.
Yes, it is exciting. And actually, we just opened our doors on the Learning Kitchen side just in May, and we have rolled out some amazing classes, and we have our farmer growing food, and we've got a bunch of neat stuff going on at the center.
Sounds like so much fun. It's open to the public. How does this work? How can people be involved?
Right. So this is really a fresh food initiative to try to help our community understand how they can actually help prevent future disease kind of changing their eating. So they can get involved by simply just going to our website, parkview.com/grow-green is the landing page. So that tells you all about the greenhouse and the classes.
It just sounds like it's something that's good for us, but also a lot of fun. Why did you guys come up with this idea? Where did the concept come from?
You know, as a nonprofit health system, we are commissioned. We have to help and improve the quality of health in our community. And with the increasing emphasis on diet-related disease, chronic disease, there's no better way to land in our inner city where our first hospital really started and help people understand and get access to affordable vegetables. And we know a lot of people are not doing that. They're not able to afford vegetables.
Right.
And so basically this is just, it meets our mission of turning around disease in our city.
I love the idea. You're offering hands-on cooking classes and you're blending, like I said, classes with physical activity and nutrition, all that together with a greenhouse tour. And then you've got the Heal Farm Markets that you were talking about. When is that open?
Okay, the first Heal Market opens July 11th from 4 to 6:30, and we expect a robust crowd coming because we actually, the public is invited, but especially those that might have SNAP, WIC vouchers, or farmers vouchers through senior services. They're called senior market vouchers. They get double the value, and it's just an affordable way to get lots of produce. And we're going to be hosting a big Meet Me at the Greenhouse event on July 25th during the farm market. But every market is on Thursdays through into mid-September.
Nice.
So we invite folks to definitely check it out.
Definitely. July through September then is when you're running that on Thursdays, 4 to 6:30 p.m.
Right.
At the Community Greenhouse and Learning Kitchen. What's the location of that facility?
Okay, it's at 1716 Beacon Street. So it's right on the corner of Lake Avenue and Beacon.
Very
it's
nice.
Visible. So.
I know that the community is going to be blessed by this, Kathy, and I'm so excited to see people get involved. And I see that it's all free. The events are free. The classes and tours are free. What a blessing. But I know you want people to pre-register, correct?
Right. So when you go on to our website, you can click the site for the Learning Kitchen classes and the greenhouse tour. So you can sign up easily online, or you can call 373-GROW, and that gets you onto our phone line at the greenhouse, and you can sign up that way.
We're going to make it easy for everyone, Kathy. If you didn't get that, you can go to my conversations link right now or anytime from here on out, and all of that will be right there, their link, their connections, how you can get involved with it. Thank you, Kathy. All of that's at star883.com on my conversations link, or you can text the word conversations and hear this interview back at 260-407-8830.